These are the ones who have come through the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the sacrificial love of the Lamb. The great tribulation, that is, life in the world, where there is warfare and hunger and poverty and disease and hardship and grief. And having kept the faith, they are now before the throne of God. These saints are celebrating with worship before God's throne, not just what God has done, but also what God will be doing. What God has done for them is part of what gives us hope and comfort for those whom we have loved who have died, who themselves have been through the great ordeal that is life in the world. For they are now sheltered, we are told. There is no hunger or thirst for them, no devastation. They'll be shepherded by the one who saved them to the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes. What more could we ask for those we love? Now, I'll only speak for myself, but frankly, I'd like a little bit more particularity. When I envisioned this, it is this huge multitude of people. And in my mind's eye, I find myself looking for those I know, like a child at a school play, searching the sea of faces for her parents. Can I see Grandma? Is my father there? What about my brother? This vision seems, well, somewhat generic, as if all these unique and significant individuals are now part of this massive crowd of people, all dressed the same, all singing the same songs, although it would seem they're singing them in different languages, and that would be good. My father, while having some chronic illness for a number of years, died suddenly and unexpectedly in 2005, a long time ago for some. And like all the people whose lives we remember today, he was one of a kind. Quiet with a dry sense of humor, the ability to listen, and unending patience. For those of you who knew my mother, you'll know why he had unending patience. He was an adult Sunday school teacher for decades, but he also was the church janitor for a time. His grandchildren were the loves of his life. Who else would row a boat out in a lake with two little boys only to row it back 5 minutes later and then only to take them back out an hour after that? No, he was as unique an individual as each of the people we are remembering today. His death was a deep and profound loss. It was his death that taught me firsthand what it was to stand on that line between grief and hope. And I think God knows that we now stand between grief and hope, which is why all those who have made it through this life into eternal life will now only have hope. For God will wipe away every tear. Not only will they not hunger or thirst or suffer, but sorrow will be no more for them. The hearts that have been broken by loving and losing will be mended. And one day we will step over that line into where only hope dwells. But for now, I stand at that line. And then I remember other words of scriptures, ones I think would really make great sympathy cards. For when my faith is weary to hear the words from Hebrews, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely and run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Or when my hope tank is headed toward empty, to hear the words that Matuke read to us this morning. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. And that's what we are. We are God's children now. One of the reasons I like All Saints Day is because I'm reminded of all those who surround me now and who have surrounded me, not all of whom I know, but whose faith has inspired me, whose example has taught me, whose love has revealed God to me. I continue to be reminded that I am not alone on this journey of faith, and that those who have come before me now stand with me. Their stories, their uniqueness of perspective and living speak words of encouragement and wisdom. I have often said that the longer I am in ministry in a particular place, the fewer members I bury. Instead, I bury more friends. As I look at our saints this year, each of them befriended me in this community of faith. Many of them shared stories of life and faith with me, and I carry all that within me, as I do all the saints who have come, I have come to know in this life. For each of them were unique. Each of them was part, which was part of why we love them, was that uniqueness. This year we have had more than our share of loss, some we would not have even predicted. Each of these lives has left their mark on this congregation. It's influenced someone's faith, have touched someone's heart, have added to the character and flavor of who we are as a church. One of them was a charter member who oversaw the construction of this very building. And another was among us only for a very short time. And you may not know all of them, but you can be grateful for them and for the ways they help strengthen this body of Christ for us today. These words from Revelation were written to Christians for whom persecution was a reality, for whom accommodating the culture meant calling Caesar Lord, who were a socially and economically outcast people, people who were being told that their salvation was not with the one God, but with the emperor. These early Christians needed to know that God was at work, not just in the future, but here and now, right among them. So John lays before them this vision of those who have been where these Christians in these seven cities have been. They too have known the persecution and the difficulty. And now, because they kept the faith, they are part of the gathering of saints around and beside these fellow believers in those seven cities in Asia. They became beacons of hope in these congregations, a reminder that their salvation was with the one who loved them enough to die for them and now welcomes them to the great banquet table. Each of these whom we remember today, and those who have come before them, and those who will follow them, those we have known and loved throughout our life, who are now part of the church triumphant, they are our hope, signs of God's saving love. Each of them is unique. Never anyone like them before, nor will there ever be. And each is precious in the sight of the Lord. May we be faithful to their legacy until we join their company. Amen.